first of all, you look at what's going to happen today, particularly for Manchester United. Do you see them being prominent movers in the market today?
I don't see them as being prominent, no. I think, to leave it right to the last day is not an ideal situation to find yourself in, you know. But I can't see Manchester United really jumping in. Possibly maybe one signing, but I can't see them doing many more than that, if that at all.
What does David Moyes need?
Well, only David Moyes knows. He's the man in charge. I think, it's well known and been well publicised that everybody's talking about a central midfield player, and possibly after the result at the weekend, he may be looking in other ways. But I can't see them really jumping in, even though the money's there, that they'll jump in and make a major stellar signing.
With what he's got there already, will Manchester United still be able to compete with the others in the Premier League that maybe have gone that little bit further and pushed the boat out?
Yeah, I think so, because, for a club like Manchester United to win the Premier League by 11 points last season, obviously you're going to get a reaction from every other team in the Premier League because they're playing catch-up. They have to narrow that gap. So what those other clubs have done is exactly what you would have expected. They've been forced into changing strategy and going after a number of players in order to strengthen and to close that gap. From Manchester United's point of view, they're still in the box seat. They've got a championship winning side. They've got players there who've been there, seen it and done it, and will continue to strive to win things. So from David Moyes' point of view, he's had time now to assess. He'll know what he's got. He'll try to probably bring people in, but I wouldn't have thought he's going to go all out and out of his way in order to make a signing just for the sake of it.
Fellaini's the big one they've talked about for a long period of time. What does he add to that squad that's missing at this stage?
Well, I think because they've got into this position at the moment where they want to make a signing, then Marouane Fellaini is a name that's there, and I think he is possibly available from Everton at the right price. I think that's always going to be the issue. You know, you have a valuation of a player, and I think they've made a bid for him before, which was turned down. But I think that opened the door to another bid. And I'm sure, by all accounts, from the media, that they are going to pursue that a little bit today, and I'm sure it'll be a different bid altogether.
The size of Fellaini, he's a big, strong boy, isn't he? How will that change the Manchester United midfield?
Well, it'll change the dynamic of the midfield, for sure. He's a player who plays in a couple of positions. He can play central midfield, he can play off the front. He gives options to any team, as he has done with Everton. And in particular, when Everton ever played Manchester United, he was a threat against Manchester United. His role for Manchester United may be slightly different, but certainly his size, his stature, his ability will fit into a midfield which will be different to the one at Everton.
What's the process as a club as big as Manchester United, where there are so many different arms of the business? When Sir Alex wanted to make a signing, what happened? What was the process?
Well, identification is one thing, that you have to get all the people around a table and rely on the judgment of the people who are in those positions at the time. And that is the management, the coaching staff, the scouts, everybody. And those players will have been tracked for a long, long time. Mm. They don't just appear on the radar after one good game. You do have to do a lot of follow-up work and make sure that they are in a position to either leave their respective clubs, or that Manchester United are in a position to make a bid for a player. So a lot of hard work goes into it. It's not a knee-jerk reaction. But as it looks at this moment in time, Manchester United have left it late. But, for all intents and purposes, that might be a reason why they've done such a thing.
Wayne Rooney staying at the club, it looks at this stage. How important is that going forward for David Moyes to have somebody of his calibre?
Well, it looks as though, whatever issues have gone on throughout the summer have been resolved, and Wayne and the club should be looking forward to a good season with each other. I think it's an interesting one because Wayne now has to, sort out his injury, which he apparently picked up in training. He'll get over that because that's not a knock or anything like that. That's not a muscle injury or a major problem. Probably won't be very pleasing to have a scar on your forehead. But I think it's been resolved, and hopefully Wayne will have a great season for the club.
from your own perspective, you sit here, you're wearing your jeans, you've got your jacket on, the mobile phone hasn't rung so far. Is that a very different picture to how it was 12 months ago for you?
Yeah, definitely, because, you know, I've had many years of being in the thick of the action. Transfer deadline day has never really been a major issue for us at Manchester United, because all our business has normally been done. Possibly the only business that we ever did on transfer deadline day was who we would probably loan out for a period of time. But it is a different scenario for me, but it's a nice scenario, because now I'm out there, I'm looking at football matches differently. And just waiting for an opportunity to get back in.
Are you desperate to do that? Are you keen to do that?
No, I've never been in a desperation situation. You know, what I've achieved, you know, stands up on merit. Mm. I'm just waiting. I'm enjoying the summer. It still feels like summer because the sun's shining. Mm. But in the next month or so, 2 months, then obviously, after I've watched a few games, you hope then that you can consider a few options.
Quick word on Nkagawa, somebody that you worked very, very closely with. Are you surprised he's not had a bigger role to play for Manchester United so far?
I am, in that sense, that I am surprised that he hasn't played any football yet. Mm. I do know that his summer was taken up by a lot of football anyway in the non-Premiership season. So maybe there are other things, you know, behind that he may not be up to speed as yet. He may need a little bit more training. But I'm sure all in good time, you know, Sinji will appear in a Manchester United shirt and do the things that we know that he can do, and we know that he's a very good footballer and a Manchester United player.
How good is he?
Well, he's good. I mean, when we brought him to the club, we knew exactly the qualities that he could bring, and that was something different. His technique and his tactical abilities, he's very, very good. And, you know, it's something that over a long, long season, you know, someone like Kagawa will be valued highly, because you're going into European competition, you've got cup competitions, you've got Premier League. There's a lot of football matches. And Sinji will figure in that, no doubt about it.